so much, Dr. Gee. If I had been thinking when I was planning this, I would not have put myself after him, because I'm not naive enough to think that all of you came to see me. So there are a few folks that we need to recognize, because this is a very special partnership, and things like this don't happen without cooperation and a lot of hard work and a number of people being involved in that. Certainly, we'll want to recognize representatives from WOSU. We have with us the general manager of WOSU, Tom Ryland. Tom, if you would please wave so you can be acknowledged. Also, Tim Carwell, who's the director of planning and initiatives for WOSU. And I can tell you, Dave has been extremely instrumental in going back and forth and making all of this happen. And together, I think the thing that was most exciting for us was when we sat down with Dave and Tom, they immediately recognized the vision, and they shared in that right away. They saw the synergy, they saw what could happen with this partnership, and we were on the same page right away about where we wanted to go with this, and we all agreed that this is what needed to happen, and as such, that is why we are gathered here today. I'd also like to recognize Dr. Bobby Moser. He's the Vice President and Dean of the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences. Dr. Bobby, thank you for being with us. Andy mentioned, this means that we are now going to have enhanced access to the exciting and groundbreaking research that's taking place in the College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences. We'll be working with the experts, the researchers, the educators, and ultimately, we're going to be working with the students. As we talk about working with the students, I would like to recognize Dr. Emily Rhodes. Emily, where did you go? I knew you were here earlier. Emily is back in the back. She is one of our professors in the agricultural communication field at Ohio State, and we're certainly looking forward to working very closely with Dr. Roach. She's been doing a lot of things in that department, and we're really looking forward to opening up these new studios as a learning laboratory, a place that we can bring students in to get hands-on experience in this field, and that is something that is going to be great. Now, of course, there is no better venue to announce a partnership like this than Farm Science Review. This is the showcase that Ohio State hosts each year for agriculture.